MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Rented grandstand seating will be used for the National Championship Air Races and Air Show coming September 10th through the 14th, according to Roswell officials. A design for the grandstand had been approved and work had started, but the Federal Aviation Administration inspection in late February determined that it would have partially blocked the view from the Roswell Air Center's control tower of the runway safety area. Runway safety areas serve as the primary safety mitigation for aircraft that unintentionally veer off or miss the end of the runway surface by overshooting it. The FAA refers to these as runway excursions. Because the timeline has become too short to relocate permanent grandstands, a temporary grandstand is going to be used this year. And another piece of Texas lawmakers' efforts to expand the state's appeal for business owners was highlighted during a capital markets bill package signing last week. Governor Greg Abbott, who signed a trio of bills, said they
solidify our status as the best state for doing business for many years to come.
One of the bills Abbott signed into law reduces tax liability for stock traders.
Senate Bill 1058 will exempt stock exchanges operating in Texas, like the NASDAQ, New York Stock Exchange, and our very own Texas Stock Exchange from certain franchise tax liabilities.
The last bill, House Joint Resolution 4, that changes the state constitution and will ban capital gains taxes in Texas, still has to go through voters in November before becoming law.
Voters will vote on this to ensure that we're not going to have a capital gains tax in the state of Texas. The next tax law that I will sign will be a tax law to reduce your property taxes in Texas.
The New Mexico Economic Development Department has launched a technology and innovation office, along with more than $90 million in funding as part of House Bill 20. The new division is said to focus on advancing technology development, innovation, commercialization, and economic growth. The division will absorb the existing Office of Strategy, Science, and Technology. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.